On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll continue sifting through the sordid world of high blue and lonesome thievery, where everything imaginable appears to be fair game for the taking. I'm Dave Higgs, and with the help of Tim O'Brien, Josh Williams, Acoustic Endeavors, and the Lonely Heartstring Band, we'll be stealing the night, apples, mines, second base, and the Midlands. Coming up this, a thief is a thief, whether he steals a diamond or a cucumber, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. In 1824, iron ore was discovered in the Adirondack Mountains in upstate New York, and the boom was on. Places like Moriah, Mineville, and Witherby became synonymous with mining and smelting, with Republic Steel ultimately owning the iron ore mining industry in the area from 1938 until the company closed its operations in 1971. Along the way, Republic Steel became the country's third largest steel producer and, as reflected in this tune from High Range, stole life from its many workers. This is Republic Steel, with steel being spelled S-T-E-A-L.
It rained last night and it rained today. It rained all week without a break. I dug iron ore out of Barton Hill Mine. Public Steel was pushing my time. B shaft was hot and it was damp. 1 mile down didn't stand a chance. They told us we could pull 10 more loads. They shut down the mine and let us grow old. Went down the machine shop too. Blacksmith cried, ain't nothing we can do. Compressors shut off and the hoist came to a halt. Water rushed in and nothing came out. Black as iron ore can be, steal my life away from me. Mm-hmm.
High Range with Republic Steel, S-T-E-A-L, a play on the company's real name, Republic Steel, S-T-E-E-L, on their rural root disc, Beyond the Foothills. Another mining disaster stealing the life of one of the workers. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to another round of Bluegrass Breakdown, where we'll be continuing last week's onslaught of tunes that reflect the rampant stealing that is the scourge of bluegrass land. Acoustic Endeavors issues a warning concerning the theft of something you don't consider as being high risk. The group cautions everyone to not only beware of the Ides of March, but of stolen thunder and words that don't rhyme in stolen.
I don't need nobody telling me just how the world will end. I can't waste my precious time wondering what's around the bend. I'll wait till then. And it's all in the way that you wonder.
Thank you.
on me. Cause I'm steering back to the same old used to be. Well, I got me a woman by my size and height. She's a merry loving woman. No, she treat me all right. You don't believe I love you. Look at the fool I've been. You don't believe I'm a singing. Look at the hole I'm in. Tell on me, cause I'm stealing back to my same old and used to be. Starving for your touch, won't you climb up on the saddle? But you're talking so much, you don't believe I love you. Look at the fool I've been, you don't believe I'm sinking. Look at the hole I'm in, stealing, stealing, pretty mama. Don't you tell on me, cause I'm stealing back to the same old used to be.
Tim O'Brien covering an old tune from the 20s that came hurtling out of the jug band tradition. Bob Dylan recorded it. It was on the first release by the Grateful Dead, part of their famed Scorpio Sessions from 1966. Tim does Stealin' Proud on The Road Home, a tribute to Butch Baldassare, featuring a number of artists paying homage to Butch, an all-round sorely missed great guy and wonderful mandolinist. Stealing, stealing, pretty mama, don't you tell on me. I'm stealing back to my same old used to be. And Acoustic Endeavors were just before with Stolen from their Olé 22 and a half project, celebrating their then 22 and a half years in existence. You've got to be careful of those that would steal your thunder. Sometimes, when all else fails, although it probably should actually be your first course of action, it's good to just steal away and pray. This one's from the pens of Charlie and Ira Leuven and sung here by Jeff Parker.
Steal away.
I just steal away.
Jeff Parker with I Steal Away and Pray is rendered on his Lonesome Day disc, Two Roads to Travel. Banjo's Ray Hessen will escort us on through our break and into more felonious activity with a pop tune from 1918 written by Leo Wood and taken into the public limelight by Ted Weems and his orchestra, who sold over 1 million copies during a 5-week stint at number one in 1924. Somebody Stole My Gal, Somebody Stole My Pal, Somebody Came and Took Her Away. She didn't even say she was leaving. And we'll continue stealing away with the Webster Brothers and Josh Williams immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still in semi-stealth mode, furtively stealing away to the prayer closet, but in full-blown worry mode about that little gal that's stealing away his name. This is Josh Williams with Stealing Away from his Pinecastle CD, Down Home.
gonna steal away somewhere today. I'm gonna steal away somewhere and pray. I know he's able to keep me all the way. I'm gonna steal away where the light is dim. Down on my knees, I'll talk it over with him. I'm gonna steal away by myself somewhere and pray. When you're weak and weary and it's hard to stand, lean a little closer to his nail-scarred hands. He can do for you what no other one can do. He will save your soul, give you peace inside. This great salvation that will satisfy. All by yourself, steal away somewhere and pray. I'm gonna steal away somewhere today. I'm gonna steal away somewhere and pray. I know he's able to keep me all the way. I'm gonna steal away where the light is dim. Down on my knees, I'll talk it over with him. I'm gonna steal away by myself somewhere and pray. If you're talked about and you're cast aside, it'll all change in the by and by. You'll have wealth untold over on the other shore. There's a mansion there and a robe of white. You'll live in a city where there is no night. The gates will open when you've gone the last long mile. I'm gonna steal away somewhere today. I'm gonna steal away somewhere and pray. I know he's able to keep me all the way. I'm gonna steal away where the light is dim. Down on my knees, I'll talk it over with him. I'm gonna steal away by myself somewhere and pray.
A couple of tunes about stealing away, which is probably a good thing, if done in moderation. The Webster Brothers sang I'm Gonna Steal Away from their Nashville bluegrass endeavor on the Stomper Time label. What a cool name for a record company. And Josh Williams was in the leadoff spot with Stealing Away, as heard on his Down Home project. Stealing away is such a predominant activity in bluegrass land that even the twilight engages in it. This tune was written by Aldine Kiefer and Benjamin Unseld, early shape note music educators, and was published in 1880. It was first recorded by the Dykes Magic City Trio in 1927. Jody Stecker and Kate Brislin recorded their version of Twilight is Stealing on their 1993 Rounders CD, Our Town.
Born on the night when voices of yore Thank you.
The Lonely Heartstring Band knocking it out of the park, across the river and into the next county. That was Steal the Night from their Deep Waters release. In case that term is not in heavy rotation in your bag of words and phrases, it means to have a great evening with the man or woman you love. Who knew? One thing's for sure, that song had a little bit of everything in it. Shifting tempos, a Beatlesque unison vocal, fiery banjo picking, Middle Eastern sounding fiddle, pretty much everything but the kitchen sink. And Jody Stecker and Kate Brislin were immediately prior with Twilight is Stealing, as heard on their Our Town CD. As Jody remarks, quote, "It's another relentless haunter. Voice of loved ones, songs of the past still linger round me while life shall last," end of quote. That's some good stuff right there. I don't care if you like old-time music or not. Here's a tune that would make Ricky Henderson, Lou Brock, Billy Hamilton, Ty Cobb, and Tim Raines, the top five base stealers in baseball history, happy. Chris Thiele will usher us on through our break and headlong into our final segment with Stealing Second, the title track to his fine Sugar Hill outing. Dave Higgs, and we'll be getting into apple stealing, mine taking, and Midland pilfering, the other side of our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. Thank you. We're back with the Art Gompers Band, who are willing to beg, steal, or borrow to find a way to win her love. As Art opines in the liner notes, quote, "This up-tempo track takes off like a rocket and then goes out of this world with sweet vocals from Jenna Mamina."
Beg, steal, or borrow, I'll find a way to make you love me, to make you stay. I'm through with heartache, I'm through with pain, I'm through playing all these games. Got no excuses, no one to blame, except for myself. I'm through wasting all these years.
Thank you.
Old-time fiddler John Summers sawing his way through Old Blind Cow, She Stole the Midlands, from his Rounder collection, Indiana Fiddler. It seemed John's cousin claimed that it was too good a tune to have that ornery a name and rechristened it Over the Mountain. Midlands refers to a grade of wheat flour that is neither too coarse or too fine, something just right in the middle. Speaking of the middle, Abigail Washburn was in that position with Eve Stole the Apple, which was inspired by the great Doc Boggs and the singing of Vera Hall. Abigail sings it on her Song of the Traveling Daughter release, and the Art Gompers Band, all the way from St. Joseph, Michigan, began things with Beg, Steal, or Borrow from their A Different Story to Tell project. You're hearing about the stealing madness that permeates bluegrass land thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Scott Smith produces the whole shindig. We've got playlists and past programs parked over at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. John Gallagher and Scott Prouty will keep us in our theme with a song that probably dates back to the antebellum abolitionist movement, a song that chronicles the misery of a slave's life. We're Stole and Sold from Africa.
We're the stolen souls from Africa, transported to America. Like hogs and sheep to march a drove, to bear the heat and endure the cold. See how they take us from our wives, small children from their mother's side. They take us to some foreign land, make slaves to wait on gentlemen. We're almost naked, as you see, almost barefooted as we be. Suffer the lash, endure the pain, exposed to snow, both wind and rain. Oh, Lord, have mercy and look down upon the race of the African kind, upon our knees, pour out our grief, and pray to God for some relief.
My suitcase won't stay here too long. My morning will be packed up and gone. Another week, another show, another mile and another road. Carolina, I feel so far away. There's a girl in those hills that I'm missing. Blue eyes, they melt my heart, and in my memory she's there, a little girl with golden hair. I wanna see her, but I'm in Tennessee. Cause tonight she's stolen my mind again. She runs through my memory on a road with no end. I feel just as lonesome as tonight's cold wind. Tonight she's stolen my mind. Town sometime after midnight. Cool mountain air feels like home, but I'm missing you still, and Virginia just feels so far away from my Carolina girl. And tonight she stole just as lonesome as tonight's cold wind. Tonight she's stolen my mind again. There are miles between us. I miss your atmosphere. Miles would disappear. Cause tonight
Luke Morris missing his Carolina Girl on She's Stolen My Mind from his Further Down the Line release. And John Gallagher and Scott Prouty were up first with We're Stole and Sold from Africa, as rendered on their No Corn on Tigard project. Well, that's just about going to wrap up our big two-part special on stealing. Scott Vesta will take us on out of here with his original By Stealth, referring, of course, to one of Bluegrassland's favorite pastimes, stealing away. This is from a Rebel collection entitled Knee Deep in Bluegrass. And on that high, happy, thou shall not steal kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be heading pell-mell into the bluegrassical doings of September and October 1978, when, among other things, Mother Maybelle Carter passes away at age 69, and songwriters Felice and Boudreaux Bryant give their original handwritten copy of Rocky Top to the University of Tennessee. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be 40 years old or nothing on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.